Good evening. It is Thursday. I'm Michael Cohen with producer James Platy, and this is the Capital City Recap on 1320 WILS. Let's get right into it this evening. So how exactly are state lawmakers here in Lansing spending taxpayer money? While some information is out there, the details are often lacking, and trying to find them, well, that can be a challenge all of its own. Although that may soon change as legislators this week consider a bill that would put all of this information online. To find out more about this plan, I'm joined by Republican State Representative Kevin Cotter of Mount Pleasant. He's a member of the House Appropriations Committee. Kevin, thank you for joining us this evening.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
You know, this certainly sounds like a great idea, not only for the public, but for the press and even for lawmakers themselves. Just how unclear is the way we are now spending state money, would you say?
Well, it's very difficult for taxpayers in particular, our citizens, to find out how that money is spent. The information is very difficult to obtain. And even you can obtain the information on a department-by-department basis, finding out how exactly that money is spent is incredibly difficult, if not impossible, altogether. And really how this whole idea for this bill came along, I've been working on this for over a year now, is as I speak with constituents in my district, we talk about the budget all the time because, as you mentioned, I'm on the Appropriations Committee. And usually through conversation it will come up. I'll share the size of the state budget of roughly $47 billion with a B dollars, and people are often floored by that number. And usually the question that will follow once I've shared the size of the budget is, where does all that money go?
This sounds like it could end up being quite a headache for lawmakers once this information is easily accessible. How are your fellow legislators reacting to this plan?
You know, it's been very favorable. Very favorable. And I think if it wasn't favorable, you know, with the exception of cost, there's an issue we're working on right now. We have to clearly determine what the cost of this requirement would be, and then we'll do a balancing test. What is this level of transparency and disclosure worth? And that's going to be, you know, the answer will be different to every member. But you know, it's a fair question. We have to be responsible with the money, so but let's find out exactly what the cost is. But aside from the concern about cost, it's been very favorable. And, you know, I think if it weren't, if it were not favorable and there was not a good reason for that, that would lead me to believe that, you know, is there something that we don't want to share? Or what part of this budget shouldn't be open? Or what part are we trying to keep close to the vest?
So what is the price tag likely to be? And how is this online database going to be formatted? Is it going to be down to the single dollar on each piece of the budget?
Yes, the way it would be formatted, what my bill would call for, is actually, you could look at it as a two-point plan or a, kind of a two-faceted approach. One is, I think we've got to get the information out there. And what I mean by the information is I have requested, or the bill includes, that it would disclose budget by budget, and by that I mean department by department, the amount of the transaction, who or the vendor, who the payment was made to, and then also a description as to what it was for. If we have a listing of Corporation X received $8.5 million, well, that only gives us so much useful information. What was that for? So we need to be able to see a description of what the transaction is for.
Well, that certainly is a lot of detail, and I can only imagine that some of it may make some folks in Lansing uncomfortable. Do you expect that there could be some negative reaction from the public once they get some more insight into how the money is being spent?
You know, there may be some opinions that, you know, as the information gets out there, well, we could spend less in this area, more in this area. While I would certainly expect that, opinions vary person to person, but I cannot think of anything in the budget that is going to be, you know, jaw-dropping, per se. I don't think that there's anything in there to hide or to be scared to disclose, and I haven't heard from any members, you know, that fear or concern. But I think what it does is, you know, when I'm talking to people in my district and they do not like a particular proposal or an idea that I'm sharing about something that is being looked at in Lansing, quite often I will ask people then, okay, well, what's your opinion or what's your solution? Because it's not enough just to say no to something. We need to offer solutions to help be part of the fix. And really when I do that, quite often it's not a fair question to ask because people don't have access to the same information. that we do. And so let's open it up. You know, the people that are paying the tab should have access to the facts, and that's exactly what this bill does.
I'm talking to Republican State Representative Kevin Cotter of Mount Pleasant. Kevin, you're also on four appropriations subcommittees, including higher education. And as you probably know, we had a business summit here in Lansing this week, which focused on higher education. And the conclusion was that the state is underfunding higher education, that really an additional $100 million needs to be directed to our universities. Do you agree with that assessment?
Well, I think it's easy to say that we're underfunding, you know, and I certainly value higher education. I think it's critical to moving our state forward. You know, one of the top criteria that a business looking to locate in Michigan to provide jobs will look for is talent, and we have to have an educated workforce. I certainly value higher ed. But as I just mentioned a couple of moments ago, you know, to say that we need an additional $100 million per year, and that's a per-year investment from what I understand of their plan, my question is, where's the money going to come from? I won't spend money that we don't have. And with each amendment, as we've gone throughout the budget process this year and last year as well, there were some really good amendments that came forward. One of them was just that, to increase spending on higher education by $100 million. And so I said, okay, that sounds like a great idea, but we've got to identify where that money comes from. And because we're critically important that we pass a budget that is truly balanced. So to do that, we have to find a funding source.
I do want to ask you about the ongoing issues you have with MSU and the University of Michigan. Both of these universities are now facing the potential withholding of about $7 million worth of performance funding. With MSU, the issue you're having is this mandatory health coverage for students that administrators want to put in place. This would be about $1,500 per year. It'd be an Aetna plan that would be offered through MSU. Where does the issue stand, and why are you so opposed to the university's plans?
Well, since the committee hearing that we had on this issue, there has been some progress. I've had ongoing discussions with the university as recently as yesterday. And so I do appreciate the fact they've been continuing to work with me. We haven't walked away from the table on this, and it's getting better, I would say, but we're still not where we would need to be, in my opinion, at a time when tuition is increasing at a rate far in excess of inflation. And part of the reason it's doing that, you know, full disclosure, is the state's not funding the universities to the level that they used to, and so some of that is being passed on to the students. At a time when a college education is becoming unattainable financially for many families, why do we want to increase mandatory fees?
Do you expect the university to change course? It's either going to be mandatory or optional, right? Those are the two choices in front of us.
Yeah. Where we're at right now is the House and Senate have each passed. We've each passed our versions of the budget, and all over the next few weeks we'll be working to iron out the differences in those budgets and to come to a final product that we'll then send to the governor.
One last thing with the University of Michigan, the issue is their some of the details of their stem cell research. Should universities have their performance funding threatened over these kinds of issues that they're basically administering on their own terms? Is this really what the performance funding should be focused on?
You know, I don't think that it necessarily has to even be part of the performance funding piece of it. The way this started off was as boilerplate language. In a budget bill, there's boilerplate language, and what that is simply, to receive funding, you must do X. And quite often, X is a report, and that's exactly the situation here. This is blown completely out of proportion from what it should have been. In the budget bill that we passed last year, so it was the budget for the current year that we're in now, there was a requirement that the University of Michigan submit a report, and it had asked for five very simple questions having to do with stem cell research at the University of Michigan. And that report was not, that requirement was not complied with. The University of Michigan decided not to comply with that. They were then called in for a private meeting, chance to resolve this behind closed doors before it became a big public issue that it is now. They refused to submit the report. The answers to the questions, I should say, because they did submit a report, but it wasn't answering the questions that were asked. And then, so then the next step was to have a public committee hearing. They once again refused to submit the report. And so it came down to the situation of enforcement.
Bottom line, though, you're saying you would support pulling $7 million in funding from U of M simply based on this single issue of this report.
Absolutely, and I've already voted for that twice, once in committee and another time on the floor.
And that would certainly have a negative impact probably on the students there too, would it not?
It likely would have a negative impact. So I think that's all the more reason for students, parents, and others to encourage the university to simply file the five-question report.
Republican State Representative Kevin Cotter of Mount Pleasant. Kevin, thank you once again for joining us this evening.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity.
And we are coming right back. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.